Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
She was being harassed at work, but still yet wasn't sure she was going to say anything to anybody about it.
So, yeah, I came in and told the first part of this story last week about a friend of mine who is having a tough time at work because she has to deal with a guy that she's currently on a project with, and he was making her time at work miserable. And it all started because she started working there a while ago, then he started working there as well, and then they were put on to the same team to handle the same project, and it was a couple of offenses that made her uncomfortable. The first being whenever she would go into his office, she noticed that he would always close the door when it was just the two of them, but it seemed as if anytime someone else was in the office with him, he wouldn't go as far as closing the door.
Red flag one.
Right. And then their text messages started off purely business and everything was always professional. At some point, he started to feel a little more comfortable, took the conversations to things like, what are you doing for lunch today? And went as far as to say when they one day had this big conference meeting for the company in a hotel room in like the hotel conference space, he asked her if she wanted to go upstairs for lunch, wink, wink.
Biggest red flag of all.
Which I even initially didn't get that until she had to break it down to me, like, the rooms are upstairs. And I'm like, okay, that's an issue.
Maybe the emoji just had something stuck in its eyeball.
Anything's possible.
Trying to wink and get it out of there.
Right. And then the biggest, well, not the biggest, but the third was one day he went to hug her, which caught her off guard because they had never hugged before. And his hand was a lot lower than she anticipated it to be. And he hugged her a little longer Ooh. Than she wanted to be hugged as well.
He's definitely crossing multiple lines.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. So after the fourth time of her feeling uncomfortable at work, she was stuck in this place of, I want to say something, but I don't know if it's the right move to make, which I'm sure women go through all the time. And so when she came to me, I had got a bit of an education on it because my initial reaction was say something. Like, you have to say something. Why do you deserve to have to continue to go through this every day? Especially if this guy is known to do this and you're not the first one, you're probably not going to be the last one. And if women keep going through this and not saying anything, then he's going to probably continue to do it. But I understood her pushback in, I love my job. I love this company. It's unfair that if I have to now go and say something, I'm probably going to have to deal with the consequences of this man's actions. So she was stuck. So she took the weekend to think about it and decide what she was going to do. I was like 90-something percent sure that she was just going to be like, I got to deal with it. I got to do what I got to do. But she told me no, spoke to my mom about it, spoke to my brother about it, spoke to me about it. She decided that she was going to say something and let the chips fall as they would. So initially, she felt like, okay, I have the text message, and it was also on camera when the hugging incident happened. So in her mind, I mean, I have full proof here. I got receipts. This should be a no-brainer. So she goes into the office of whomever their boss is and said that she needed to talk to him. And she told him everything. Then she provided the receipts, and the boss pretty much said, okay, let me handle this. But she got a good feeling in how the boss responded. The boss appeared to be, like, upset and frustrated and disappointed that somebody within his company was doing this. So it seemed like things were all going to go her way. Well, initially, they didn't fire the guy. They called him in and told him that he should work from home for a little bit until they figured it out, until they did an investigation. And so about 3 or 4 days goes by. They're doing this investigation. She's starting to get a bit frustrated because she doesn't understand exactly what there is to investigate. You seen it on video. You got the text message. I mean, this is like 4 incidents. I'm not coming to you after the first one. This is clearly gone too far. but she was letting him do the investigating. So by the fourth day, the boss came in and said, all right, we're not exactly sure what we're going to do, but we're going to do something. In the meantime, we're going to take you off of the project so you guys don't have to work side by side. You're not going to have to report to him for anything, so you never have to find yourself in his office, and just give us some time to work this out and figure things out. And she said, okay, cool. If that's what it's going to be, that's what it's going to be. And then the next day, she came into the office and she was called into the boss's office again. And the boss told her that the guy decided to resign.
Really?
Wow.
I guess the pressure of what was going to come. And that's the other part of it is one of the reasons that she didn't want to say anything initially is because the guy is married, has a family. She felt bad for him, even though I don't think she should have.
It's weird when, it's like this empathy, chip just kind of checks in, and it's hard to quell that even though it's happening to you.
Right. And so that was one of the reasons she didn't want to put him in a bad space. She didn't want it to affect his marriage. So I think what I personally think in listening to her, at some point, this guy must have said, if I get fired and then this gets out, now obviously this leads into my personal life and my marriage at home. So he probably saw it as the best thing for me to do is just to bow out. And so he resigned, and now she seems to be fine with the results.
She shouldn't feel bad about it at all. This is what we call personal responsibility. She did nothing wrong. This dude made major mistakes, and these are repercussions for making major mistakes. So this is what he had to do. He brought this on himself, and she shouldn't feel bad about it at all.
Not even a little bit, and hopefully he learned his lesson.
The Burt Show.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to FinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.